之间刷到一条视频，
I saw a video.
是遇见图图妈对话
Dialogue with Auntie Tutu.
北大的人口学教授乔小春，聊的话题是这个时代出国留学还有没有意义。
Professor Cairo Zairachan, a professor of population studies at Peking University, talks about whether studying abroad is still meaningful in this era.
大家一定要把这个视频看完，
Everyone, please watch this video.
不要没看完就着急评论啊。
Don't gather comments before the content is finished.
我只是一个摘录和总结的人。
I am just a summarizer and extractor.
视频有点长。
The video is a bit long.
乔教授呢，不是随便聊聊的。
Professor Joe didn't just chat casually.
他是研究人口的专家，
He is an expert in population studies.
研究别人怎么活，
Study how others live.
怎么选择，
How to choose.
怎么分布。这种人谈留学有没有意义？
Does it make sense to talk about the distribution of people who discuss studying abroad?
他不是在给你讲鸡汤。
He's not just telling you motivational stories.
他是在讲趋势、结构和数据。
He is talking about trend structure and data.
今天呢，我把视频里乔教授说的每个观点拆出来说清楚。
Today, I will clearly explain each point made by Professor Joe in the video.
乔教授的原话是：“出去第一位不是学习。”
Professor Cairo's original words were that he was the first person to leave without studying.
第一位是打开你的眼界。
The first is to open your eyes.
为什么？他解释了两层意思。
Why did he explain it in two layers?
第一层。
First layer.
你自己到外面去看看，很多东西。
Go out and see many things yourself.
不是你想象中的那样。
Not as you imagined.
待在原来的圈子里。
Staying in the same circle.
永远打破不了滤镜。
You can never break the filter.
第二层，只有站在中国之外。
The second layer only exists outside of China.
你才能真正的了解中国本身。
Only by truly understanding China can you truly understand China.
很多人听到这句话
，Many people have heard this sentence.
可能不太习惯。
Maybe you're not used to it.
你仔细想一想。
Think carefully.
你不跳出去。
You don't jump out.
怎么知道自己在世界的什么位置呢
？How do you know where you are in the world?
他接着讲了一个现象。
He continued to talk about a phenomenon.
以前的父母帮孩子选专业。
Previously, parents helped their children choose a major.
选前途，现在不一样了。
The situation has changed.
如今孩子主导发展方向。
Nowadays, children are the main drivers of their own development.
父母呢，仅做支持。
Parents only provide support.
所以事业变成了前提。
Therefore, career became a prerequisite.
孩子得自己看到足够多的活法。
Children need to see enough real life examples.
才有可能知道哪条路是自己想走的。
Only then can you know which road you really want to take.
他还补了一个更扎心的判断。
He also made a more biting judgment.
就是这件事越早越好。
The sooner, the better.
等到四五十岁才明白就晚了。
It's too late to realize it when you're in your 40s or 50s.
这不就是说我们很多人吗？
Is this not the case for many of us?
对吧
？Right.
到了三四十岁还在迷茫。
Still lost at 30 or 40 years old.
因为我们从来没有人告诉我们走出去开眼界。
Because we never told ourselves to go out and see the world.
本身就是在找方向。
I'm just trying to find my way.
乔教授细
During the lesson,
接讲得很实在，他
The details are very realistic.
他说留学生出去之后呢，要
He said that after students go abroad,
自己解决水电网
to solve electricity and water independently.
网络电话
Internet phone.
这些事情听起来很琐碎
These things seem trivial.
但这就是倒逼独立。国内的孩子
But it inevitably pushes Neely's children into it.
习惯了依赖家庭
Used to rely on family.
出去之后
After going out.
所有的事都得自己来。
Everything has to be done by myself.
他打了个标签。
He tagged it.
叫生存能力。
Call it survival ability.
他接着说的话。
He continued to speak.
我觉得特别有价值。
I think it's very valuable.
就是完成各类事务后。
Once all tasks are completed.
能显著提升自我信心。
Can significantly improve self-confidence.
他说信心的来源不是别人夸你。
He said that the source of confidence is not others praising you.
是你搞定了生活。
You have taken care of your life.
然后他得出了一个观察，出国的经历。
Then he drew a conclusion from his experience of traveling abroad.
会拉开人与人之间的机会和眼界的差距。
It can widen the gap between people and create a divide in opportunities and perspectives.
而英语是这个差距里面最关键的那个齿轮。
And English is the most crucial gear in this gap.
乔教授很直接。
Professor Cairo was very direct.
他说花300万出去。
He said he was going to spend $3 million.
你指望薪资上能够把这个钱挣回来吗
？Do you think you can earn this money back in terms of salary?
投资回报差
，investment return difference.
薪资回报难以匹配
，compensation is difficult to match.
这句话信息量非常大
，This sentence contains a lot of information.
他等于是在说
He is essentially saying that
如果你算账的话
If you calculate
留学其实就是一笔赔本的买卖
Studying abroad is actually a kind of losing money transaction
那为什么还要去呢
Why go then?
他接着说
He continued to say
留学的核心是拓宽眼界
The core of studying abroad is to broaden one's horizons.
帮助找到自身发展的方向。
Help to find the direction of personal development.
若仅从投资回报的角度来考虑。
If only from the perspective of investment returns.
没有必要选择出国。
There is no need to choose to study abroad.
看完这句话我。
And then,
我觉得很多的家长听完可能完全会卸下一点压力。
I think many parents will feel relieved after listening to this.
原来不是我们算错了账。
It turns out that we were wrong.
而是这个账一开始就不该这么算。
Instead, the initial calculation was wrong.
视频里有一个很容易被划走的观点。
There is a very easy to dismiss argument in the video.
我帮大家拎出来哦。
I'll help you carry them.
乔教授说。
Professor Cairo said.
翻译工具无法替代语言带来的深度情感交流。
Translation tools cannot replace the deep emotional communication that language brings.
这个在之前的视频里。
In the previous video.
我提到过
I mentioned
因为很多网友说用翻译
Because many netizens say that using translation is fine
这话呢在 AI 翻译满天飞的今天太容易被忽略了
This statement is easily overlooked in the age of AI translation.
你去到国外真实的环境里面。
Go to the real environment abroad.
那些场景幽默。
Those scenes are humorous.
信任感。
Trust.
还有微妙的情绪。AI 是翻译不了的。
There are also subtle emotions that AI cannot translate.
他说到最实用的一点是，英语是用出来的。
What he said was that the most practical thing is to use English.
而非仅靠课堂学习。
Not just through classroom learning.
掌握。
Master.
很多家长逼着孩子背单词啊。
Many parents are forcing their children to memorize words.
刷语法。
Check grammar.
但乔教授直接告诉你最好的英语课。
But Professor Joe directly told you the best English class.
就是把你扔进。
Throw you in.
必须用它来生活的环境里。
It must be used in the environment where it lives.
视频之外。
Besides video,
乔教授还有一个观点帮我补齐了方向感这件事情。
Professor Cairo also had a point that helped me understand direction.
他在其他的采访里说过一句话。
He said something in another interview.
他说美国很多五六岁的孩子都能够清楚地讲出自己喜欢什么。
He said that many American children aged 5 or 6 can clearly state what they like.
而中国很多博士生30-40岁了。
And many PhD students in China are in their 30s and 40s.
都不知道自己喜欢什么。
I don't know what I like.
这个对比让很多人觉得不舒服。
This comparison makes many people feel uncomfortable.
但他的本身不是在比较谁更聪明。
But he is not comparing who is smarter.
他想说的是。
But he wanted to say was.
很多人把大量的时间花在了适应标准上。
Many people spend a lot of time adapting to standards.
而不是找到自己。这不是知识的差距。
Instead of finding that the gap is not knowledge.
这是目标和方向的差距。
This is the gap between the goal and the direction.
所以回到这个视频的标题。
So, let's get back to the title of this video.
出国留学还有意义吗？
Is studying abroad still meaningful?
乔教授的意思，不是只有出国才有意义。
Professor Cairo didn't mean that only going abroad is meaningful.
他的意思是你不出去。
His meaning is that you shouldn't go out.
你可能永远不知道有意义的人生长什么样。
You may never know what a meaningful person looks like.
听完这句话。
After hearing this sentence,
我想起我的孩子在国际学校的经历。
I remember my child's experience in the international school.
我们只从只会自由泳蛙泳到半个月练出仰泳。
We can only learn to swim freestyle and butterfly in half a month.
进校队，进去一看垫底。
After entering the school, I saw that the team was at the bottom.
那一刻。
At that moment.
他不是焦虑的。
He is not anxious.
而是清醒的。
Instead, it is clear.
知道你在更优秀的圈子里面还远远不够。
Knowing that you're not in the best circle is far from enough.
但这不就是乔教授说的开眼界吗？
But isn't this what Professor Joe said about opening one's eyes?
看到差距本身就是往前走的第一步。
Seeing the gap is the first step forward.
学英语也一样。
Learning English is also the same.
从上课听不懂。
From not understanding in class.
到半年后听力过关。
After 6 months, hearing is normal.
再到发现会听还不行。
Then I realized that just listening wasn't enough.
必须敢说，这个过程就是在反复地告诉你，方向有了，就一步一步地往前挪。
You must be told that the process is about repeatedly telling you that once you have a direction, you should move forward step by step.
乔教授真正想说的
Professor Joe really wanted to say
不是说都把孩子送出国
Not to say that everyone sends their children abroad
而是让孩子早一点看到更大的世界
Instead, let the children see a bigger world earlier.
更多的活法
More ways of living.
更远的可能性
The possibility of further development.
至于他在国内见世面还是出国体验
Whether he should socialize domestically or experience abroad.
那是你家庭的选择
That's your family's choice.
但如果你一直把它圈在一个提分刷题上
But if you keep focusing on him only on scoring and practicing
名校的闭环里面
In the closed loop of prestigious schools
不让他出去看看
Don't let him go out to see
不去问问他到底喜欢什么
Don't ask him what he likes
那才是真正亏待了他
That's the real betrayal
所以我特别认同乔教授的判断。
I especially agree with Professor Joe's judgment.
留学学英语上
Study English for studying abroad.
国际学校都不是为了比谁能考得更好。
International schools are not for comparing who can get better grades.
比谁能赚得更多。
Who can earn more.
而是为了让孩子早一点
Instead, to let the child start earlier.
知道世界很大
Knowing that the world is vast.
活法很多
There are many ways to live.
你想要哪一种你得自己去看
What kind do you want? You have to look at it yourself.